World Cup travelers are flocking to Rio de Janeiro for the tournament's final. Many are staying in low-income neighborhoods known in Brazil as favelas. Among the most popular is Vigigal. It rises up a steep hillside over some of Rio's most scenic beaches, offering incredible views. A government program to drive crime from the historically violent slum has attracted entrepreneurs, investors, and is also inspiring community involvement. Catherine Osborne reports.
It's a Tuesday night at the entrance to Vigigal, and a forum of over 100 people has gathered to debate the recent changes in their community. Maria Souza, who's retired, takes the microphone.
The electricity bill for my neighbor, Vera, is 762 reais and 80 cents. Here it is, electricity, in Vigigal.
Paying for utilities is new to many favelas, but even so, the electricity bill is 10 times what it should be. Raimundo Santa Rosa from the power company is among the state and government agencies at the forum to answer questions. He says he'll look into the charge.
I will go personally to your house. I will go with the team to see what is happening. Everyone who is having a problem with this will get the same procedure.
This favela, or informal settlement, used to be controlled by a drug gang. The government was absent, and speaking up could get you killed. In advance of the World Cup and the Olympics, a program called Pacification was put in place where police units were stationed in areas like this one. While its impact has been hotly debated, there have been cases of police brutality, for example. Here in Vigigal, it did bring a step toward democracy. The community held its first ever election for a governing body 2 years ago and chose political outsiders who had long been grassroots leaders. One of these is André Cosi, who drives a delivery truck. Cosi says having a voice has been a game changer.
We didn't know anything about public management, and now we're learning how the government machine works. I see there are a lot of flaws. Essentially, the government is set up to serve its own ends, so things like healthcare continue to be precarious because the government was not even paying attention. Now they are finally serving us a bit better because we are creating a voice.
He says among recent successes, the neighborhood association convinced the government to increase their public bus service, but that there's still a long way to go. Ignacio Cano, a State University of Rio sociologist and advisor to the pacification program, says 5 years in, it is very far from where it should be.
The community and the police are still very far apart from each other. There is a lot of mistrust on both sides. So we have really advanced very little.
Part of the problem, Cano says, is that pacification was originally announced like a fix-all. It came with a social services arm that was supposed to help address needs like healthcare and education. When that arm was cut back, it became easy to simply blame the police instead of going to the Secretary of Health, for example.
We have to expect the community to take over this role and the police to provide the security that allows the community to represent itself and to defend their interests.
That security has been slipping in Rio. Despite the fact that over 9,000 police in the state have been newly trained since 2008 to be part of pacification units, deadly conflicts with police have risen sharply in the last year. Cano says that's because the police have continued their old ways of running dramatic shoot-em-up operations to hunt for drug traffickers, instead of listening to the community's own priorities for security, things like keeping homes safe from break-ins.
Traditionally, you have this war on drugs, war on crime. That's what the police are used to doing, and that's what they do.
Cano says the communication that's going on in Vigigal with police and government officials is the reason why Vigigal has become safer in recent years, and why it's an example for the rest of the city. As the debate comes to an end, Police Chief Carlos Vega says pacification and wider political reform in Brazil will only work if people participate in the kind of dialogue that's going on here. It's always a search for citizenship in Brazil, Vega says, and Vigigal is in the front. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.